A few hours after Rodriguez was taken into federal custody, dozens of protesters gathered in a circle in City Hall Plaza, holding signs that read, "Release Francisco Now." Their chants echoed off Boston City Hall and the nearby JFK Federal Building, which houses Boston's U.S. Immigration Court. Rodriguez arrived in the U.S. in 2006, fleeing gang violence in El Salvador. His asylum request was denied in 2011, but Rodriguez received what's called prosecutorial discretion, meaning he could stay in the country legally. He's worked as a janitor at MIT and lived in Chelsea for several years. The father of two U.S.-born children has been granted that same discretion every year since then, until now.
This administration seems more keen on scoring political points by picking up everyone they can find. And the easiest people to find are usually the good folks who report to their appointments and otherwise follow the government's instructions.
That's Greg Romanofsky, chair of the New England chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. Romanofsky says immigration officials are acting within their authority by detaining Rodriguez, but it's still a departure from the way business was done under the previous administration. Rodriguez's lawyer, Matt Cameron, calls his client the face of immigration enforcement under President Trump.
It's very possible that he will be at least scheduled for deportation in the next couple of weeks. We're taking very quick, very active legal measures to stop that.
A spokesman for Immigration and Customs Enforcement issued a statement saying Rodriguez was notified in June he would need to make arrangements to leave the country. According to the statement, Rodriguez failed to do so. He was placed in custody where he'll await removal. At the rally, standing before television cameras with her grandmother's hand on her shoulder, 10-year-old Melanie Rodriguez expressed her confusion and sadness over what's happened to her father.
The president said he was always taking criminals out of this country, and my dad doesn't have any criminal records. I hope and I'm going to pray for my dad to be together with all my family again.
His attorney is exploring emergency measures, but in the meantime, Rodriguez is being held at the Suffolk County House of Corrections pending his deportation. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Shannon Dooling.